her and hugged him. "Papa had to go away for a little while," she told him. He smelled the mix of sweat and the scent of boiled herbs in her hair and on her clothes, and he blurted out, "Why didn't Baba tell me he had to go away?" But she held tightly onto him, and a strange sound came from her throat. Only then did he understand his father was really gone, and his questions would remain unanswered. He squeezed his eyes shut so he couldn't see her crying. From that day on, his father was no longer there to tell him about White Cloud Mountain. At first, Tao was scared and confused, wanting only to feel his Baba's warmth beside him and to hear his laughter coming from the courtyard. Tao searched for his father in all the places they had gone together, down by the tree-lined canal, through the alleyways that separated the red brick apartment buildings, in and out of the crowded narrow streets lined with restaurants, and in the small shop where his father always bought him sweets filled with red bean and rolled in sesame seeds on their way to Dongshan Park. It was as if they were playing a game of hide-and-seek. He thought his Baba would have to come out of hiding sooner or later. But he never did. Mr. Lam, the shopkeeper, brought Dao safely back home, but not before he reached up to the shelves and took down a glass jar and slipped him a piece of candy. The same